بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأسأل الله جل وعلا لي ولكم جميعاً التوفيق والسداد والهداية والرشاد، وأن يمن علينا بالعلم النافع والعمل الصالح، وأن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا، وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا، وأن يزيدنا علماً، إنه تبارك وتعالى سميع الدعاء وهو أهل الرجاء وهو حسبنا ونعم الوكيل. ثم إن موضوع هذه المحاضرة عنوانه صفة أو صفات الزوجة الصالحة، وأحب أن أنبه بادئ ذي بدء أن الخطاب في هذه المحاضرة ليس مختصاً بالشابة المقبلة على الزواج الراغبة في معرفة صفات الزوجة لتتحلى بها ولتهيئ نفسها لتحقيقها وتتميمها وتكميلها، وليس أيضا مختصا بالمرأة المتزوجة التي قد أحبت لنفسها صفات الزوجة الصالحة لتحافظ عليها ولتحققها في حياتها، وليس أيضا مختصا بالمرأة المقصرة لعلاج ما عندها من تقصير وتذكيرها بجوانب النقص لتتدارك أمرها وحياتها الزوجية الكريمة، بل إنه خطاب وتذكرة أعم من هذا، فهو تذكرة للأب الذي يريد لبناته ومن تحت يده نشأة طيبة وحياة كريمة ودخولا للحياة الزوجية على وفق مراد الله ومراد رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، كلمات تكون عونا له ليذكر بناته ومن تحت يده بالضوابط الشرعية والصفات المرعية التي ينبغي على الفتاة أن تنشأ عليها، وتذكرة للأم وهي راعية في بيتها ومسؤولة عن بناتها وموجهة لها، وكثير من البنات ينشأن على أنواع من الأخلاق والصفات اكتسبنها من الأم، وهو تذكرة كذلك للدعاة للعناية بهذا الأمر والاهتمام به والسعي في نشر هذه الصفات الفاضلة والأخلاق الحميدة والخلال المباركة لتكون صفات للبنات والنساء في مجتمع الإيمان وفي ديار المؤمنين، لا سيما ونحن نعيش زمنا غزيت فيه المرأة غزوا لم يحصل لها في أي فترة من فترات التاريخ السابقة، عبر مجالات عديدة وقنوات كثيرة ووسائل متعددة تهدف للإطاحة بعفة المرأة وشرفها وكمالها وحليتها وزينتها وإيمانها وأخلاقها وفضيلتها، ولقد كانت المرأة سابقا لا يمكن أن تصل إليها الدعوات المفسدة والأهواء المغرضة والآراء المنحلة إلا من خلال قنوات ضيقة، إما أن تكون لها رفيقة سوء أو نحو ذلك فتصل إليها بعض الخلال السيئة. أما الآن في هذا الزمن فإن المرأة تصل إليها وهي في قعر دارها وفي بيتها قاذورات العالم كله وأراذل العالم كله وفساد العالم كله، وهي في حجرتها وفي دارها تجلس في حجرتها أمام الشاشة أو من خلال شبكة الإنترنت أو من خلال بعض المجلات الهابطة، فيتسلل إلى عقلها وذكرها وقلبها كل شر وكل فساد، فيتحتاج لتكون صالحة عفيفة دينة قانتة لله سبحانه وتعالى أن تسد عن أو على نفسها منافذ السوء وطرائق الشر ودواخل الفساد. وهو مسؤولية كبيرة أيضا على من ولاه الله أمرها، وأمر يحتاج إلى اهتمام عظيم وعناية بالغة.
In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Verily all praise is for Allah, we praise Him, and we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness, and we repent to Him, and we seek refuge with Allah from the evil of ourselves and from the evil of our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is none to lead him astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray, there is no guide for him. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon Muhammad and his family members and companions, all of them. For that which precedes, the Shaykh said, I ask Allah the Most High for myself and for all of you success and guidance, and that Allah blesses us with beneficial knowledge and righteous action, and Allah teaches us that which is of benefit to us, and He allows us to benefit from that which He has taught us, and that He increases us in knowledge. Verily, Allah the Most High is the hearer of the supplication, and He is the one to put your trust in, and He is sufficient for us, and He is the best of protectors. Indeed, this subject of this particular lecture, which is titled The Characteristics of a Righteous Wife, the Sheikh said, I would like to shed some light or to inform in the beginning of this particular lecture that this lecture is not confined and exclusive for the female who intends to get married, and therefore she would like to know the characteristics of a righteous wife so that she can implement them and so that she can prepare herself for their implementation and their completion. Likewise, it is not confined, this lecture is not confined to the female who is married, but she would like to know the characteristics of a righteous wife so that she may preserve them and implement them in her marital life. It is likewise not confined and specific for the female who is somewhat deficient in her marital life, so she would like to know the characteristics of a righteous wife so that she can correct so that she can correct this deficiency and she can increase and correct so that she can correct her marital life. Rather, this lecture is a more general reminder. It is a reminder for the father who wants for his daughters and the females that are under his responsibility, he wants to raise them correctly. And he wants them to have a precious life. And he wants them to enter into marriage according to that which is intended by Allah in marriage and that which is intended by His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This lecture would be a support and a help for that man to remind those females, his daughters, and the females that are under his responsibility, to remind them of that which is legislated Islamically in marriage and the characteristics that are befitting for a female to implement in her life. It is likewise a reminder for the mother. And there's no doubt that she is responsible in her house, and she's going to be questioned. And she is responsible for her daughters, and she is a guider for them. And many of the females, the daughters, they are raised and they obtain various forms. Now we have to go back. And it is also a reminder for the mother. And she is responsible in her home for her daughters. She is a guider for them. And many daughters obtain various characteristics that they take from their mothers. And this lecture is also a reminder for the Islamic caller and propagator, so that he can pay close concern and attention to this particular affair, and so that he can race to spread these praiseworthy characteristics and mannerisms, so that these characteristics can be obtained by the females of a believing society and the houses of individuals who believe, especially because of the fact that we live in a time that the female, especially because of the fact that we live in a time that war is being waged upon the female like no other time in history. And this is being done through many different means and several different stations. And the purpose of this war which is being waged upon the female, it is to remove her decency and her chastity and her merits and her completion, and to expose her beauty and to remove her faith and good character. In the past, it was not possible that these corrupt and evil propagations reached the female except through very narrow means. Either she had a friend or a companion who was evil or the likes, and by way of that companion, evil reached the female. But today, in the time that we live in, evil and corruption
can reach the female while she's in her own home. The evil, the corruption of the world can reach the female while she's in her own room. She sits in her room in front of a television or by means of the internet or by means of evil, corrupt magazines and books, and the evil reaches to the mind of the female, to the brain of the female, to the heart of the female. All of this evil reaches the female. So because of that, the female, in order for her to be religious, righteous, chaste, submissive to Allah the Most High, she needs to close off all of these means of evil and all of these paths of corruption. She needs to close them off herself, and this is also a tremendous responsibility upon the individual who is responsible over her. And this particular affair needs much focus and concentration.
أقول في مثل هذا الوقت ومع قلة التذكير تذكير المرأة بصفات الإيمان والصفات الفاضلة والنعوت الطيبة التي ينبغي أن تتحلى بها في ظل هذا وذاك، ظهر في كثير من النساء ضعف ووهن، ظهر قلة حياء ودين، ظهر أنواع من التقصير وأنواع من الإخلال. فهذه كلمات عن صفات الزوجة الصالحة، أسأل الله الكريم رب العرش العظيم أن يكتب فيها خيرا ونفعا، وأن يجعلها مفتاح خير مغلاق شر، وأن يجعل فيها هداية للقلوب وصلاحا للنفوس وصلة برب العالمين لتحقيق رضاه ونيل محابه سبحانه وتعالى والبعد عما يسخطه ويغضبه جل وعلا.